Good morning, sir. Could you please tell us your name again?
Emmanuel Montes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you state your complete name and your agency number for the record, please?
Emmanuel Montes, 330190.
Thanks, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead.
Aye.
Okay, also in the room with us today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. And I'll also represent the parole office today.
Aye.
So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I do, I'm going to ask if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
Now, violation number one is a violation of Arizona Division of Supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditional Living Communities, TLC, 843 West Fogler Road in Tucson, Arizona, on or about October 30th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. So, based on the admissions of Mr. Montes, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the Kumi Ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so please stay on the phone and I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Montes was released from agency custody on 10/22/2018 and arrested on 1/14/2019. By Nogales PD on felony charges of possession of narcotic drugs and misdemeanor charge of false information to law enforcement. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1/18/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/14/2019 with 76 abscondics. Current convictions, 2017, Amendment A, Count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 4 months. 2017, Commitment B, Count 1, shoplifting, 1 year. 2017, Commitment C, Count 2, shoplifting, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 1, substance use score of 2. There's no SCG information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary noted. Other arrests. 2010, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, disorderly conduct, Arizona juvenile probation. 2017, shoplifting, Arizona unknown. Here's a GV score of G1, V3. Status charges, Perth Santa Cruz County Attorney's Office, case is still open and pending.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Montes, we're going to go through a summary of the case supervision.
All right.
So, you went into TLC when you first got out.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave, sir?
It's because I went to my hometown, to my girls, to my mom's house. And I just wanted to be with my family, Mom.
So did you ask your PO if he could approve a residence with them?
Yeah, I talked to one of the parole officers, but he told me I had to wait a little a while, and but I just got desperate and left without permission. So I did.
And so, do you have a drug problem, sir?
Yes, sir.
And that's part of what they were trying to do with TLC, and that's probably why they didn't want you to stay with your mother's right off the bat. They're trying to help you break your habit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work so well unless you got quite a bit of help to do it.
Yeah, but my mom will set me, but the reason why I paid for a half a house is because I didn't have my mom's new number, and I just needed that, and that's why I wanted to get out of prison soon, so I just applied for half a house, and my plans were just to change the address, but it wasn't that simple. I had to wait.
Exactly. And if you have a drug problem, you need to go into some place like TLC to help you get past the drugs.
Yeah, I stayed out of that zone where the drugs and their friends are.
So did you have any work while you were out, sir?
No.
Okay. And what kind of drugs do you use?
I was using crystal meth.
Okay.
And heroin.
And heroin. Not a good combination for sure. You were assigned a task, but your number didn't come up, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I get out, my cousin's gonna give me a job where he works for sure.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, one of the things is the only person that can cure you of your drug habit is you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need help. Yeah, there's people that would be there to support you, but without you being a full-fledged participant, it isn't going to work. And I have my doubts about your sincerity. You know, you left a program that could have helped you with that to go live with your mother. I understand. You could feel that way, but you ended up getting arrested for possession of dangerous drugs for felony drug charges. And that doesn't sound like somebody that wants to eliminate their drug habit. Let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay.
No question. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you think the board should know before we make our decision, now would be the time to do it. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that if I can have another chance on parole, it'll be good and to help me with my drug problems, and that I want to change, get a job, and have a normal life. That's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. Just remain silent, but stay on the phone, and I'll get back with you as soon as we make a decision, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Montes, another unfortunate situation. He didn't have too many drug arrests, but he admits that he has a drug problem. And after a while, he's absconded. He gets arrested for drugs and false information and miscellaneous of some reason. I just don't see the conviction with him, and he's got less than 2 months left. I think he'd be best served to try to get some AA program in him. make himself a good plan for what he gets out. But I'm willing to listen to my fellow board members if you have discussion. No discussion. It's based on all the information on lot number 2018W3255 and Mr. Monti's testimony and information from Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Montez as he was delinquent, violated term of condition of supervision, and have lapsed or about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You do have about 54 days left. Your release date is April 14th, 2019. So that's a little less than 2 months.
Yes.
And with the scam time and stuff, it's, you know, that's why we don't think you're a good candidate for return to community supervision.
Sorry.
So, but between now and the time you get out, make yourself a good solid plan for how you want to take care of the drug problem. And try to get as much NA and or AA classes in there on the yard as you can between the time now and the time you get out. Okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, this will end your hearing then, and could you just lay the phone down and put the CO3 back on?
Okay.